farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In this program, we remind you of how to properly use and dispose of pesticides. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Good morning.
Farmers, exporters, did you know it's your responsibility to ensure safe food is available for local and international consumption? Yes, and the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries has embarked on a program to show you how to guarantee this. The Ministry's program will train and educate farmers, exporters, and consumers in the production, distribution and consumption of safe, sanitary, wholesome and properly labeled foods. To get more information, call the ministry at 977-5921 or visit moa.gov.jm. So while we grow what we eat and eat what we grow, remember, food safety is everybody's responsibility.
A pesticide is any substance used to kill, fend off, or control plant or animal life considered to be pests.
Simply because chemicals are harmful. Anything that will kill a pest potentially can cause damage to a human being or other unintended useful things around the home. And therefore, pesticides and other harmful chemicals need to be stored properly and disposed of properly.
Head of the Pesticides Control Authority in the Ministry of Health, Michael Ramsey. Knowing how to use or dispose of pesticides starts long before you've purchased the chemicals. This means that before you visit your farm store to make a purchase, you'll need to ensure there's a safe place to store it.
All chemicals should be stored out of the house if possible, but certainly not in the kitchen cupboard. So it must be far away from food, and also if there are children around, it needs to be locked away far where they can't reach it.
So you've secured a safe storage area and bought the chemicals. It's now time to use it, and this means you may be required to create a mixture. In this case, it's advised that you mix the exact amount needed. But if for some reason there's surplus when you're done, the responsibility is yours to ensure that the waste is properly disposed of.
First of all, see if there's somebody else who may need it to use for the legitimate purpose that is on the label, and they could give it away to such a person. If that is not so, and they really won't be needing it again, or it has become obsolete, means past the expiry date, then they need to read the label of the container to see what the manufacturer has stated should be done with it. So the general rule is that you must read the label, and that will tell you what to do.
When thinking of places to dispose of your unused pesticides, rivers and streams and other similar bodies of water are not options.
Most of them are harmful to aquatic life, such as fish and other things that live in the river and stream. And secondly, that chemical will move down in the river water and may end up where somebody washes clothes, or worse, where they take some of that water to carry home for drinking purposes or cooking purposes.
For your own safety, make sure you wear protective gears when handling harmful chemicals.
You have to protect yourself so that the chemical doesn't get on your skin, where it will go through the skin into your blood and go around your body. And certainly you shouldn't be smelling the chemical to see what it smells like. And also you should protect your eyes and protect your nose from breathing it in.
Head of the Pesticides Control Authority in the Ministry of Health, Michael Ramsey. For more information, visit the Pesticides Control Authority's website at caripesticides.net or call 967-1281 or 922-2829. That's our program. With the studio engineer Andre Palmer, I am Camilla Guthrie, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.